She's not here to judge. She's here to report the honest news on healthy living. She's Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. It's time for Naturally Savvy.
About 7 years ago, I was diagnosed with something called adrenal fatigue. It was then that I learned all about the cortisol connection and how it reduces, relates to stress, And I was one stressed out mommy with a special needs child. No one knew what was going on. And Andrea, my cortisol was low, 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 low. It was not a good situation.
No, it wasn't. And we're going to learn about all of this today, aren't we, Lisa?
Oh, we are, from the wonderful Lorna Vanderhodge, MS. She's a women's natural health expert, and she is absolutely fabulous, and she's here now. Hi, Lorna.
Hi there.
All right, so as I mentioned, I had adrenal fatigue. Why don't you talk to us about what is cortisol and just why is it so important to get a handle on our stress?
Right. Well, we have these adrenal glands that sit on top of our kidneys, and they help us deal with stress. So they manufacture cortisol, which is the stress hormone, which helps us deal with our everyday stressors. One of the things that happens over time, if you have constant, unrelenting stress, which lots of men and women do today, then our body is continually sending out cortisol, 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 and at a certain point, the adrenal glands just get tired, and they can't send out that cortisol when it's needed, and we develop a condition called adrenal exhaustion, and the symptoms of that are things like you fall asleep fine, but you wake up several hours later wide awake and can't fall back to sleep. That's a classic sign. Salt cravings, difficulty handling stress. Everything bugs you, little things that shouldn't bother you. You have to have caffeine to get going, and we get belly fat weight gain. So in men, when they are adrenally exhausted, they develop beer bellies and breasts and erectile dysfunction. And for women, it's even more serious when we develop adrenal exhaustion because our adrenals also make our hormones. So women only think about ovaries in regards to hormone manufacture, but when we go through menopause in particular, those adrenals are going to be the sole major source of hormones in the body like estrogen and progesterone and testosterone and DHEA.
So, Lorna, let's start from the beginning. How would someone, obviously, if they exhibited, now, is it all the symptoms or it could just be one or two of those symptoms that could lead someone to believe that their adrenals are fatigued?
They could have all of them. They could have one or two. Another one is things like alcohol intolerance. You used to be able to have a glass of wine, but now you get drunk on two, that kind of thing.
Right. So is there a way that people can get themselves tested, like a blood test, a saliva test, a urine test, that people can know for sure that their adrenals are fatigued? And then obviously you can help us get our adrenals back into gear.
Right. Well, I love symptoms because they don't cost us anything to go get tested. So if you have the symptoms, you've got adrenal exhaustion, especially if you have that big slump at 3 o'clock in the afternoon where you just feel like you got to kick yourself to keep going. But you can have saliva hormone testing for cortisol. You can do a blood AM and PM cortisol test. So you do a blood test as soon as you get out of bed in the morning and another one when the lab closes at the end of the day. That would be blood testing. And then we can do another test where the doctor takes our blood pressure when we're lying down, has us stand up, takes another blood pressure reading. And if there's really no change between the two, then we know that we also have adrenal exhaustion.
Now, Lorna, what I did for mine is I saw a naturopath and they put me on some great supplements and I did some breathing exercises and some yoga and some other things. Talk to us about a good protocol. It sounds like that, they were on the right track with that.
Oh, they were, absolutely. One of the fastest ways to fix adrenal exhaustion is go to bed and go to sleep and say no and, reschedule your life so you're not doing 5,000 things that you really don't need to do. So it's all about prioritizing things so that you don't have so much stress. The next thing you want to do is lots of deep breathing exercises in through the nose, out through the mouth, constantly throughout the day to keep you calm. And then I love the adrenal support nutrients, things like rhodiola and ashwagandha, especially the Sensoril ashwagandha, which is the top quality ashwagandha, Shisandra berries. And these work extremely well to help us balance our adrenal glands so that we can deal with that everyday stress that we're going to have to deal with anyways.
Now, would maca be good to take for adrenal fatigue?
You know, maca is one of those herbs that really is for men. And it's one of those situations where if we're looking at the research behind maca, the majority of the research has been done in men for improving stamina and for libido. They've only done one study in North American women using maca, and unfortunately what it showed was that it made our hormone receptors more receptive. And this could be a big problem, especially if you're already estrogen dominant with things like fibroids and endometriosis and heavy periods. So I don't recommend maca for women for that sole reason, is we just don't have enough research in North American women yet to say that it's not going to mess up our other hormones.
That's really good information.
Now, Lorna, speaking of hormones, you know, we've had you on before. We've talked about perimenopause. I've talked about going through perimenopause and having a rough time, and I've read that your adrenals can be more affected even if you're not as stressed out. So it takes less stress to get you fatigued if you're having hormonal changes. Did I read that correctly? Am I on the right track there?
Well, absolutely. And the other thing is, if you've got low thyroid, the adrenals and the thyroid talk to each other. Well, all our hormones do, but the adrenals and thyroid are directly connected. So if you're under, you know, even if you don't feel stressed, because I never feel stressed, but obviously I am. I have a business that I run. I've got, you know, four kids and three kids half time, and I've got six grandchildren. So obviously my body's dealing with all these things all day long. And if our adrenals and our thyroid are both low, then we're really in trouble, because those are the two glands that help manage and balance all the hormones in the body. And we can never forget that when those ovaries shut down and you're in perimenopause, heading to when your ovaries are going to shut down, your adrenals have to pick up the slack. And they're going to make all your hormones for you after menopause. So if you're tired, man, those poor adrenals can't do the job for you.
Well, I had blood work done recently, and actually I'm going to start on a thyroid medication. I'm actually looking forward to it because I'm hoping it'll help me feel a little more energetic and a little better and help support my adrenals. So this is such good information. It really is. Andrea, have you had any issues with your thyroid or adrenals or anything like this? Have you had any of these symptoms?
I have, and you know what? I actually had the opportunity to meet Lorna a couple weeks ago at a show,
great.
And which I was very excited about. So yes, I have had hormone issues. I've had thyroid issues for a very long time. And when Lorna met me, she told me she thought I was also low on iron. So that's why I love having Lorna on the show, because she's such a wealth of information. So Lorna, love you on the show, and I love the information and what you're doing for women and our hormones and our overall health.
Well, thank you so much. And I do have a website, Hormone Help, so the word hormone and the word help, HELP.com, that people can go to that just has 4,000 pages of information. And we've got lots of free books on the website as well that people can read cover to cover, because it's all about education. And I can tell you, if you've got low thyroid and you've got exhausted adrenals, that is a recipe for a really, you know, sad menopause experience.
Oh, definitely. Now, Lorna, do you work with people over the phone or over Skype? Because I'd love to give you a call. I'm sure some of the listeners would, too.
Well, right now I'm doing lots of lectures, and we've really put our energy behind the website to give one-hour educational sessions on every subject, from osteoporosis to how to get off antidepressants to how to deal with menopause and perimenopause and even kids' health. And you know, what are the earliest warning signs about hormone dysfunction and how to get tested? So I also have a book called The Smart Woman's Guide to Hormones that's really a Bible on hormones to help women navigate this whole area of hormones, because it can seem overwhelming. I try to make it really, really simple so that we can feel great and that we don't have to have all these symptoms. And, you know, if you've got low thyroid and you're just starting a medication, we really need to look at ways to help support the thyroid too.
Lorna, thank you for being on our show today. Until next time, stay connected at Radio MD and Naturally Savvy, where we keep you informed and up to date on all things natural and organic. Stay well.